This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger-looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Okay, places, everybody. Places.
Just
come on, it's showtime. Places, everybody.
To the sunny.
Man, who's
hope
that?
Hope you all know your parts. Come on, places.
Pretty demanding.
Who is
well,
that?
Well, it's me.
Oh.
You got to treat this like what it is, show business.
Oh.
I've decided it's become much too casual.
We've been lax.
We need to be on top of our game.
Places, everybody.
Know our parts.
I have a cold.
Oh, no. Don't breathe toward me. I'll say, that's not even funny.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Yes, it is. It is showtime. I never use the word indeed. Yes, it is indeed. I don't know why. I don't use it. I'm not sure why.
No need to.
No, I don't think there's any need to either. Well, indeed it is, Bob. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard. It's the 28th day of October. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I don't think that's
no, it's the 3rd of June.
Never remember what that is.
Yeah.
3rd of June?
Yeah, 3rd of June. Okay.
A lot to talk about, and I would like to take a lot of calls today. We'd love to hear from you today. Dr. Doug was not with us last week. I hope he'll be here today.
I haven't heard. I think he's going to be.
Although we do a pretty good job of helping pet owners because we have a wealth of knowledge and we're practically veterinarians. But he'll be with us today. And outside of that, do whatever you want to do. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Like to turn it over to Eon the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First, I would like to say and wish happy birthday to the Arch. 50 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't look a day over 30.
And you know that when we moved here, when I was a kid, when we moved here, it was 1965. It was the year the Arch was finished. And I don't remember, when you're a new kid, there are too many other things going around in your head. I honestly don't remember, and I'm sure it was a huge, huge deal that thing was finished. It's a masterpiece, the way, when you go back and watch the old footage of how they did that. But I was too new here to appreciate it, I guess.
No, it's
but that
cool
was the year that we came up from Tennessee, that 1965.
Wow.
We moved up from Tennessee, went to Beverly Hills, that is. We were the Hicks. They came and moved into Waterloo for a couple of years.
Yeah, I read online. What's that?
I thought they were the Pinions.
What did I say?
The Hicks.
The Hicks. Oh. That's not even funny. No. That's not funny.
I have a cold.
Yeah, okay.
I read an article today. They open the hatch. They don't up on top. They don't do that very often.
They do it, what, to change the bulb or something?
Yeah, which is not, once a year or twice a year.
I do not want that job.
But, they let some of the employees poke their head out of the hatch today. This lady who is 3 days on the job, she's a new museum curator. Of the Arch, and she's only been on the job 3 days, and she got to do it today. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Would you stand up there? You know who did that? I think Larry Connors years ago went and stood up on top of the Arch. Remember that?
He
did
no.
a segment where he was with the guy that changes the bulb or something.
I don't think I would have any interest in doing that.
I would not do it.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, they said they have pictures of some of the workers walking around up there with no harnesses.
No.
back then.
No, just no, there's not enough. The paycheck could not be big enough for that.
No.
I could not do that.
Didn't the Slimen brothers sit on top of it?
Well, they did, yes. And they did not have, if I remember, any harnesses or connecting. They just sat there swinging their legs.
Well, yeah. Becky, Queen of Carpets, flew right under in between the legs.
FAA, that's a FAA that's yes. a violation. You can't fly between
standing
the legs.
Standing on a giant arch. Carpet.
Now, I have flown around the arch. I flew for many, many years, and I got a big kick out of flying. And it is tempting. It's tempting to want to just go right because there's plenty of room. But somebody will capture it, take a shot, get the tail number, turn you in, and you're done. You're grounded for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And the other tempting thing when you fly, fly a helicopter, and not to brag, but I'm a helicopter pilot, is the Anheuser-Busch building. Mr. Bush had a helipad put up on top, and he lands and gets right in an elevator, goes right to his office. Now, when you're flying, you clearly see that pad, and you know what it is, and I'll just set down and take right back off. But there's cameras everywhere. Yeah. You never get away with that.
Yeah, I think they said only a couple of times somebody has flown in between. But
I got to tell you something. I'm not kidding when I say this. I'm kind of surprised that you know how everything else is sponsored, the something stadium and the AT&T this and the Verizon that and
the Arch.
That the McDonald's didn't cut a deal where they paint that thing yellow. I'm not kidding. And it gets the McDonald's arch.
Or McDonald's pay for another one to be built right next to it.
Well, I thought about that, too, but that's a monster undertaking. Yes, I think one golden arch would still be in the McDonald's golden arch. You're right. They normally have two. And since we mentioned it, what is the significance of that, the two golden arches? What does that mean?
It
makes an M?
I believe that's
it. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I've thought about this, that somebody hasn't come along and sponsored and paid for the naming rights to the arch. Glad they didn't.
I don't think they can on national monuments, can they?
Maybe not.
It's considered a national monument.
You may be right there. Boy, you're so smart, even with a cold.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Arch. You're right. Have you ever been up in it?
Yes, one time.
And let me tell you something.
Just
it's something
once?
You do, but it's something you only do once. You don't
I don't think there's...
Oh, I've been up in it several times.
Okay, Dan, you're the exception to everything. No, you are. You're the exception to everything. I don't know one other person who has ever been up more than one time.
Oh, I've been... Well, Piano will go up there if he wants...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I would have to, take Archie.
That's different. That's different. You'll take Archie because you got to take... But again, because he has to do it once. He can't do it by himself unless he's 16 or something. Yeah. So, yeah, of course you'll do it again. But outside of that, you do it one time because, quite frankly, it's not real comfortable.
Yeah, no, went, I don't know how old, I was maybe not even a teenager yet, maybe 10, 11, 12, and we went up, and we were standing in line. I don't know who was with us, but my mom had us, and we got up to the line to step into the capsule, and she has a little claustrophobia, and she saw that, and she said, I can't go up with you guys.
I don't blame
here.
Her. And it's not comfortable. And I'm a fat guy. If I were to get in there now, when I went, I was young. If I went in there now, the thing would just... everybody would be...
The only thing I remember is you go up straight for a while, and then it stops, and it has to do a little click where it and tilts and clicks. Yeah.
Here's the problem. They should have made windows all along the leg, because when you're going up, you're right. Claustrophobia?
Yes.
If you have it, don't go, because you're in the leg, and there's nothing in there.
Well, they do have a window on the door. You can see out, but you can see out.
It just looks like you're in
steps. Yeah,
a stairwell or something.
You know what they should do? They should do like a mural, a painting inside the leg. So as you're going up and you look out that window, you see stuff.
Yeah. A mural of people falling off the top.
Yeah, of people falling to their deaths with no harnesses or something. Something to look at besides just the interior structure.
And I don't have a massive fear of heights, but I get a little queasy when I get... And so it was that feeling when you walk up to those... Because it's like a carpeted bench, right, in front of you where you can kneel on.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you're kneeling because you're praying you don't die.
Yes, because it's just very uneasy, an uneasy feeling.
Let me tell you something. I've jumped out of a plane. I've been in a hot air balloon. I've been in a powered parachute. I've been in a sailplane soaring with no motor. I'm a pretty good pilot, but I cannot stand up on something real high and look over. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
Those acrylic... or whatever they are, those ledges that are clear, and they're made out of some super strong, clear glass-looking. No, I'm not going to get out on that and look straight down. I don't even I like to go into a big shopping department store where they have atriums and you look down like four floors to the people in the lobby. I don't like that.
Yeah, and it must be a gene you have, because some people don't have it. My my dad and my uncle are both painters. And they painted the Holiday Inn downtown that was right near the water, you know, the riverfront. And I remember them telling stories. My uncle would, they would take a lunch break, and they'd be up on the roof. And he would sit on the corner of the building with his legs just dangling over the edge, just sitting there, just to, like it was nothing.
Yeah, well,
maybe there's something to this painter thing, because my dad was a painter.
I think you have to not have that height thing if you're a painter.
And you know what? My dad, to this day, is not afraid of heights. He'd go on any ride, and no fear, and he was a painter. I need to ask Dan and Josh at Precision Coatings if they're afraid of heights. I bet they're not.
Yeah, oh, I'll bet you they're not either.
You wouldn't go into that profession, I guess.
Here, I can't even get on a ladder. I don't care if it's only a 5-foot ladder. If you fully open the ladder, the legs, I cannot step up and stand on the very top of that ladder.
Oh,
without
no.
I get wobbly.
Yes, I will get wobbly.
And there's
too,
plenty of footing there, but I cannot hold my balance. There's something creepy about, and you lose your sense of balance because you're so, I don't know.
Afraid. I can't get up to the point, you know how you can climb up to the point where you can still hang on to the top of the ladder?
Yes.
If you go up like one more step and you can't touch the top of the ladder,
you. No, that's where I'm done. That's where I'm done. Even though you can rest your shins against the next step, if I can't hold that top of that ladder, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
We're such wusses.
But, I know. But going up in the arch, I can, I'm like you guys, I cannot look over. I can't, I'm afraid of heights. I couldn't even get on my roof to clean the gutters or do anything. But when I'm up in the arch, if it's enclosed like that, and
you don't realize that you're up that high?
Yeah, well, I realize I'm up that high, but it doesn't bother me when I'm...
Well, sure, if you can't see, you have no reference. No point of reference.
Yeah.
And speaking of the roof, I don't think in my life ever again I'll ever be on top of the roof of a house. That is the creepiest, and especially if there's a steep pitch to it.
Oh, it's horrible.
Goodness, that is horrible.
I got up on the roof one time, and you could get up on the roof at my old house, and the pitch wasn't bad.
And by the way, getting up is easier than getting down.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting down off a roof, that's another deal.
And we had a deck on the back, and you could actually get up onto the roof. So I got up on the roof, and I hated it. I had to get up there for something. And I went to get down, and I went, and I'm sticking my foot, you know, around. And
trying to feel for the top of the ladder. And it's horrible.
And I get the ladder, and all of a sudden, the ladder moves and falls.
Oh, boy.
And I'm, like, pounding on the top of the roof and everything. I was up there for a little while.
When I was a kid, honest to goodness, I jumped off the roof of our house. You do stuff like that when you're a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew to drop and roll.
Right.
But I could never.
No. You had no fear back then.
No. So what else you got?
Next thing I have, Lenny Dykstra. Are you familiar with him? He was a major league ball player. Played for the Mets and the Phillies. He was on. He did an interview yesterday.
Well, I didn't know he's still alive.
Yes, he's still alive. He's had a bunch of issues, bankruptcy, drug issues.
Was he a pitcher?
No, he was center fielder.
He was an outfielder. Yeah.
And he's not the greatest of guys. He's had a lot of issues, I'll just say that. But he did an interview yesterday, and he's claiming, now take this for whatever it's worth, that back in 1993, he spent, I think he had just gotten a big contract to go to from New York to Philadelphia. So he spent $500,000 that year on private investigators to follow all the umpires around. And get dirt on him.
What?
And so he would have that knowledge going up to the plate, and if they would squeeze him with bad calls or whatever, he would just go, "Hey, by the way,
your wife."
And
well,
so
he's crazy.
He said, the quote yesterday in the interview. He goes, "Some of them like women, some of them like men, some of them like the gamble, some of them do whatever." So he had all that. Now take this for it could just be a nice story he's telling now. You know, 20-something years later.
Right.
But he said it's not a coincidence that I led the league in walks the next year. And I looked it up, and he sure enough did. He never had that many walks.
So did the umpire, he let them know that he had this information?
Yes, he would go. He would know who's behind home plate.
Yeah, just before you walk up to the plate, just turn to the umpire and go, I know about Sylvia.
That's what he said. He goes, so did you, he would walk up to the plate, so did you cover the spread last night?
I think it's brilliant.
It could very well be brilliant. But there's no way to verify any of this. But
it's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. Last thing I have, I saw this online, and they claim these are extremely well-mannered insults. So if you don't want to be real derogatory, but you still want to insult somebody. But I see these as more of the Karnak insults. You remember when Ed would correct him on something?
Something fly up your nose.
Yeah, so that's what these essentially are, but they named them something else. So I thought some of these were funny.
Well, now they better be funny.
The first one is, may the chocolate chips in your cookies always turn out to be raisins.
Well, you and Hebe.
I thought that was entertaining. Oh, here's a good one. This is more internet related. May your article load that little extra bit as you're about to click a link, so you click an ad instead. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Oh,
where
yes.
You're in the middle of a story and you want to click on a link, and then it jumps right away, and you click.
Oh, by the way, a quick word to every advertiser who advertises on STL Today, the St. Louis Post site. I just want to share this with you, and I speak for almost, I'm sure, everybody. When I'm trying to read an article and your ad pops up just as I'm in the middle of the article or started it, I can't click the X and get you off the screen fast enough.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
You're wasting your money. It'd be better spent here. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Next one is, may you forever feel your cell phone vibrating in the pocket it's not even in.
I've had that.
Oh, the phantom vibrate.
I have that phantom vibrate. I have it all the time.
Yeah.
Here, may your chair produce a sound of gas, but only once, such that you cannot reproduce it to prove that it was just the
chair. That's my chair here. That's my studio chair.
Yeah, but you've reproduced it, though.
I have.
Yes. May you have your laptop charged all night without noticing the cord is unplugged into the wall.
Done it with a phone.
I've done that with my phone, too.
May your return calls always go unanswered, even though the person just called you. Have you ever had that happen, where you call somebody right back if you missed their call, and it goes to voicemail?
And they were just on the phone.
It's like, how is that possible?
1 minute ago, because they called you.
May you always step in a wet spot after putting on fresh socks.
Oh, done it.
Is there anything worse than that?
No. No, and I don't know why that feels so creepy.
It's just water.
But it does.
Yeah. May your cookie always be slightly too large to fit inside your glass of milk.
I don't dip cookie. You know what I do? I take a big bite of cookie, and then I take milk while the cookie's in my mouth. No, and I mush them together in my mouth.
Oh.
I dunk it in my mouth.
The only ones I dunk are hard oatmeal cookies. That's it.
My wife dunks Oreos.
I get
that, because an Oreo without milk, no thank you.
And an Oreo is good. It sucks it up. It's like a
Do you know the slogan, the Oreo slogan on the package?
What?
It's brilliant. Oreo, milk's favorite cookie.
That is a great
slogan, and the milk producers should pay them, because it's also an endorsement for milk and an incentive for people to buy milk when they buy Oreos.
All right, I got two more here. May the pin of the bathroom stall never reach the lock to close the door.
Oh, my goodness. How many times has that happened?
And last one, Dan, this is especially for you. May you never be quite certain whether that pressure is gas or poop.
You're afraid to find out.
I know.
That was a good contribution. Dan, what do you have?
No. I was
you
up.
Did, but you don't want to compete with that.
No, I can't compete with that. I was up all night. I thought I had NyQuil at home.
Oh, you know what? That's the other thing I hate. You're positive, so you don't bother when you're out to get
it. Then once
then you
you're
get home and you're ready for bed,
You do not want to go back out.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't go back out. And then you flop around all night long, and then you cough and everything, and get up 10 times to blow your nose. It was horrible.
The worst, not breathing. But I'm going to tell you something. That NyQuil, but you got to double or triple dose it. I'm not condoning, don't email me, I'm not condoning drug abuse or taking medication other than the way it's prescribed, except, yes, I am, for me, because that's what I do. If I took that one little plastic cup of NyQuil, I'd just be staring at the ceiling all night.
Oh, see,
I got to take two or three of those.
Oh, no. One little cup works for me.
Well, everybody's different, and my wife could take one and be out for 2 days.
Yeah.
But it works. That stuff works. And if you just want to sleep, have you ever had ZQL?
No.
ZQL is NyQuil without the cold medication.
The cold
it's
stuff,
just
yeah.
a sleep aid.
I just saw it's, all that stuff.
Yeah, that
I didn't
stuff,
know that.
They sell that in pill form, too. It yes. is essentially just Benadryl. You know that?
Yeah. It is.
It's dihydral, whatever. It's the you know the clinical name for
You're
it,
like
but it's
scientist.
Just Benadryl. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I have to keep something at all times because I cannot on my own ever go to sleep.
I'm the same way.
I just got some NyQuil, so I'm ready to go. I took some DayQuil.
You didn't take it just for the show, did you?
No. I took some DayQuil earlier, a little while ago.
Yeah. Isn't a cold...
Not the same.
I know this sounds like we're being babies, but isn't a cold just a miserable... I know people have cancer. I'm not talking about that. This is a different category. For goodness sakes, can't somebody, a scientist, come up with a way to get rid of that stinking cold?
Apparently
because
not.
When you have one, you have it for a week.
Oh, I know.
There's never a one-day cold.
It kind of started yesterday, and I thought it was allergies because I still have allergies and stuff. And
But it still could be allergies, right? Because I never know the symptoms
the
are all the same.
Same symptoms. Here's the deal, Dan.
Yeah, I don't
the
know.
The good news is... In another day or so, your voice is going to be really deep.
Oh, man.
You need to call every chick that you've ever had the hots for and talk dirty to her.
It already is now. My voice is deep. Now, you can do Lurch. You can go, you rang.
Wow, you can do that.
I can do that. You can do Sylvester Stallone
I have
really
to
well.
I have to tell, Close the Burke. Was that it, Dan?
Yeah, that was it.
Close the Burke segment. I won't mention the guy's name. He's probably passed away, but I don't want to take the chance. When I first started in radio, I worked at... Well, I might say in the station, it was 590 when it was WRTH, and there was a newsman. This guy had one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. It was beyond deep. It was like those in a world where people run from the truth. It was the most unbelievable voice. And between newscasts, because for a while I worked late at night, because when you're young and green, they make you work all night. And we'd be sitting in there like 11 or midnight, and he only did the news once an hour, and he was lazy. So he'd just go to the wire, get the wire service news, rip it off, read it, and then he'd prop his feet up, and he'd get on the phone and call women. And I walked in there one day, and he's on the phone, tell me about those panties, baby, what kind of panties? And then it gets graphic and dirty. I bet if I was there right now, I'd take my big... And he hung up. I said, "What? Are you kidding?
What is
going
on?
Who are you calling?" He goes, "These are..." And he had a list of women who loved for him to call and talk dirty to him.
Whoa.
It was like a club they ran. And he would just go through the list. And he'd go, "It's your buddy, it's your old pal." And he'd mention his name. He'd go, "I bet you'd like it if I came over there right now and took my big..." And then he would start, and I don't think they ever said a word. They're just soaking it up.
Did he charge them?
No.
It was like those 900
well, I'm sure
numbers.
I said,
if he did that now, he'd be fired. But back then, you could do that stuff.
Well, if they were asking for him to do that, I don't know if he'd get fired.
SOB, son of a bitch. You can say that now. But that's the only part of what I'm about to tell you that I can repeat. Because he would, in that commanding voice, he would grab me in the hall, because I'm a 20-year-old, 19-year-old nobody. He'd go, and it was always start like this. Hey, buddy, old pal, why don't you go get your good buddy some cigos down the street? And he'd hand me money for cigarettes, and I'd say, I'd call his name. Let's say his name was Dan. I'd say, "Dan, that's not my job. Shut up, you little sea-sucking SOB. And go get me some cigarettes.
Wow.
Go get me some
yes, sir.
Cigars. I don't want to hear any back talk from you, little bastard." And he'd hand me the money, and I'd just, "Yes, sir." And I'd go down to the Moonlight Cafe or whatever and get him a couple packs of cigarettes. And I'd come back, and he'd go, "Thanks, old buddy, old pal." And he'd go back to the phone talking dirty to women. It was just the most incredible. And he smoked constantly. So did the other news guy. Here's how things have changed. The other news guy was Jim Scanlon. Jim Scanlon smoked cigars continuously his entire work day when he did the news. Cigars.
Wow.
No, and he never was without a cigar.
The big fat ones?
Big fat cigar. And he'd sit there doing the news with a cigar in his hand and all day at the typewriter, he's chewing on that cigar. That is how much things have changed. I mean, not only would they smoke cigarettes, the station manager smoked a pipe continuously. Oh. He was never without a pipe.
Yeah.
Puffing on that pipe.
Not only now can you not smoke in the radio studio, you have to go outside the building and get 15 feet away from the door of the building, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they told everybody we're not allowed to smoke in the studio. Everybody's like, what? What? Are you kidding? And then you'd have to go stand outside the studio door, right outside the studio door and smoke.
Can you imagine today if a person in a position of any kind of authority said to a young part-time employee, hey, you little sea-sucking SOB, <I know. laughs> don't you go down the street and get me some cigos.
Yeah.
I love those days. I'm not kidding. I'd go back to that time in a minute. Cigar smoke and all. I just would. It was a better time in many ways.
Hey,
to me.
Tim Weiland had a contribution to the Burke segment, and he also has a road closure, too, I think. Right,
well, we have to have a meeting. We have to meet.
Oh, if he can get outside.
Yes, because this is not part of the regular, you know, Burke segment is reserved for you. So we're going to have a quick
conversation.
Okay, we're going to allow this one time. We're gonna, is he there?
I was waiting for you to go, nope.
No, Tim.
We like you, Tim.
You don't know us very well. Yeah. We like you more than you realize. What is your contribution?
All right, you know what? You know what? You were talking about the arch and you flying a helicopter and stuff like that, and I had to tell you that my brother probably is one of the only people that legally got to fly through the arch.
Ooh.
And he kind of did it in an in roundabout way, so to speak, though. But when he was flying with the county police, they had to pick up a federal agent down, and so he said, hey, the federal agent said, why don't you meet me down by the arch? So he comes in from the west side and he lands and he picks up the federal agent and they took off to the east. So he took off a little bit to the west, and then when he took off he flew through the arch and went on, and he said, there ought to be an asterisk by my name because I'm probably the only one that really got to fly through.
Well, and that's not true, and I'll tell you why. You can get permission if you do photography, like the tourism people for St. Louis, because I've seen some beautiful film of aircraft and the camera going right through the legs of the arch. So I think other people have gotten permission to do it. But I didn't hear you anywhere in there say he got permission.
No, but he had a federal agent with him. So I guess he landed that on one side, took off, flew through it, and went the other side.
Yeah, it's more fun to go through it when you're up in the air. Taking off through it is not as big a deal.
Nah, it still isn't, but it's. He always said, you know, there ought to be an asterisk by my name.
So. I'll tell you the other fun thing to do, and every pilot that I know, when you get your license and you're comfortable flying at night, is to fly around the stadium when there's a ball game. It's a spectacular, because it's just lit up, and you can see down, it's like you're looking down in a bowl. It's pretty neat to do, especially if you take people with you, hey, watch this.
But it's hard to, you can't get up close to it anymore, you know, because they put the, what do they call it, a TFR, you know, a flight restriction.
Well, when
of
I
like
flew,
3 miles.
Yeah, see, they didn't have that. You could fly right around the perimeter of the stadium. But now everything now is because of terrorism. They don't want an aircraft getting close to any crowd of people. So, yeah, everything. So, again, I'd like to go back. Once again, a good reason to want to go back in time.
Yes, no kidding. All right, well, thanks for letting me cut in.
What highway's
What's the closure?
Oh, northbound 55 near Russell. Between Arsenal and Russell, you've got an overturned vehicle. So they've got northbound 55 shut down and diverting traffic to Arsenal.
Oh, okay. We'll find out more in a little while. Huh?
Okay,
Tim,
guys.
Tim Weiland, everyone, with a contribution to the Burke segment and a road closure. I want to talk about Matheny, but I want to start it by reading you an email that I got from a listener named Kevin. And I wrote Kevin back. I said, man, I'm so glad you sent me this, because I don't know why I didn't know this. He says, Frank, during your commercials for Matheny, you mentioned that Matheny covers St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Do they also go into the city of St. Louis? The city is in its own county. This may be confusing to those in the city of St. Louis who may think that they don't serve people in the city. He says, I listen to the show on my way home from work. It's part of my day. It's difficult to realize how fast the years have gone by. I remember listening to Bernice like it was just a few weeks ago. I find the Dr. Doug and Jose segments informative. AM and the PM, been to Pistols Plus several times, bought from Londoff and used their service. And when the time comes, Matheny will get a call. How about a round of applause for a guy? We could use about a million listeners like this. Kevin, here's why I appreciate your email. And folks, I'm not afraid to say when I'm stupid. I did not know until today that St. Louis City was not part of St. Louis County.
Really?
I always thought the city of St. Louis was within St. Louis County, but it's not. I didn't know that. Dan, tell me what county St. Louis City is in.
What county St. Louis City is in? Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
All right. Every city is in a county that I know of. Clayton is a city, a small one, town, but it's in the county of St. Louis, St.
Yes.
Louis County.
Yes.
Belleville is in St. Clair County. St. Louis City. And let me, before I say this, imagine moving to town and trying to figure this out. First, you're told, well, there's St. Louis County and there's St. Louis City. And St. Louis City is not in St. Louis County. It has its own county. And St. Louis is in St. Louis City County.
St. Louis City County.
That's what it's called. and I never... I never did. So when he sends me this, I go and I pull up a site, and it's a St. Louis City site. And sure enough, here's exactly what it says. Oh. It says St. Louis City is in its own county. St. Louis is not part of St. Louis County. It is in St. Louis City County.
Yeah, that's why they have St. Louis City has a mayor.
The county executive
is basically the mayor of St. Louis County.
Exactly. But it's still kind of confusing that there's a St. Louis City County. So, Kevin, thank you. And Matheny does not service St. Louis City. So everything we've said is actually correct. Matheny serves all of St. Louis County and all of St. Charles County. But I thank you for the email, because I'm almost positive that when we moved here in 1965, I could swear that we were told St. Louis City then was in St. Louis County. And maybe we just were always wrong and misunderstood and were misinformed. So now I got some other really interesting facts about. I'll do one real quickly, then I'll get back to Matheny. Where do you think we rank? Now, I'm talking city population. I'm not talking greater St. Louis, metro St. Louis. I'm talking about the city of St. Louis. Where do you think it ranks in size? In other words, it is the blankth largest city in St. Louis. What do you think that would be?
I think like the 22nd or something like that.
Yeah, I know it used to be 20. I'm going to say like 23 now. I know we fall.
No, this is going to really disappoint you, because it did me. St. Louis City is the 58th largest city in the United States.
Wow.
It's right in between Santa Ana, California, and Riverside, California.
Oh, but when they do those rankings, I think they include
St.
Louis area.
Right. There's Greater St. Louis. There's Metro St. Louis. There's St. Louis Metro area. The Greater St. Louis area is different than the city of St. Louis. But as a city, it's only the 58th largest city. That was very disappointing to me, because I thought we were like 21 or 22 or something.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kevin. And back to Matheny. It's real simple. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either county, they'd be happy. They would be happy to be your heating and cooling company. And the other thing, and I tend to repeat myself, but I think it's important, because I think sometimes when you hear that a company services a certain brand, what will happen is that company, American Standard or Trane or whoever it is, will provide funds to a heating and cooling company for a while if in the commercials you mention them. So when you hear American Standard, please don't think that's all Matheny installs or works on, because it's not. They work on everything. I don't care. Look, my mother-in-law, I don't know that there's an air conditioning system, heating and cooling system in all of the St. Louis area that was older than my mother-in-law's old, dilapidated, rusted heating and air conditioning. In fact, when they tore it out, we looked. Thomas Edison had scratched his initials in it. That's how. Yeah. That's how. So they work on everything, and they'll work on it as long as it has life in it. And then once it no longer does, this is the company you want to replace your heating and cooling system. 73 years and still going strong. Website's easy. It's MatheniHeatingAndCooling.com.
All right. I would imagine the reason, one of the reasons why we keep dropping in population in St. Louis City is because on the north side, they keep killing each other.
Good point.
Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on more traffic problems, Tim.
And on the south side, there's accidents every
day. All right.
That's the problem. Now, we do have a road closure, and it's northbound 55. It's north of Arsenal, close to Russell. And it's an overturned vehicle, so they're rerouting traffic onto Arsenal, so you can take the detours from that point. Now, southbound drivers slowing down to take a look. You're backed up to about 7th Street, and that slows to where this accident is, and then it opens up. Then we've got a vehicle fire on southbound 270 just before Highway 55. It's in the safety V now, but they do have a lane blocked, and then you're jammed back to Highway 44. And then also on eastbound 270 between 157 and 159, you've got road work that's going on, and that's causing, or excuse me, between 162 and 159, they've got lanes down, so you're looking pretty slow going through that area. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Nearly 2.5 million older adults suffer from RSV each year, many of whom need to be hospitalized. RSV is a viral infection that may affect the lower respiratory tract and spreads between people. If you are 60 or older and in good general health, you may be able to participate in a research study being conducted by Sundance Clinical Research to evaluate an experimental vaccine to prevent this disease. Those who qualify for this RSV vaccine research study will be eligible for compensation. Further, participants who have not had a flu vaccine this year will be offered a standard flu vaccine at no cost if they would like to receive it.
The experimental vaccine evaluated in the study cannot cause RSV. To learn more about this study and to help make a difference, call Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. Or visit www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. That's www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion. In an incredible limited-time offer, you can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value, free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually sinks your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the Bedroom Store.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Is there such a word as olden, O-L-D-E-N, like in olden
times? Olden days? Yeah. I think so.
Well, I'll use it. In the olden days, I worked in the advertising business, and there were lots of savings and loans. And these savings and loans, and a lot of you will remember this, we've talked about this before, they'd give you, like, if you'd open an account, they'd give you an electric blanket. That was a big one. And an alarm clock. It's like a $2 alarm clock. Come open an account, and we'll give you. And then they had other weird kind of goofy gifts. I don't know that I've ever, even today, heard of any other banking facility that would make an offer like the one First Community is making. It's not the first time they've done this. They've done this several times, and every time it's tremendously successful. And here's the offer. You move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union, and they give you $100. Now, this is something that costs them considerable money. Let's just say 1,000 people do this, and they're given $100 per person. All right? 1,000 people.
1,000 people.
1,000 people.
$100.
$100 per person. And that's a low-ball conservative estimate. More people than that will do this every time they do it. You've got 1,000 people.
$100 it'd be person. $12,432.
$12,432 that cost them. And I'm betting 5,000 people do it every time they do it. So who wouldn't do this? Think about it. Why would you not do this? You move your car loan. Oh, and there's a real good chance you'll actually have a lower car payment because they're famous for their low auto loan rates. So good chance you get a lower payment and you get $100. Now, who would not do that? Any of you listening who are AM and the PM who haven't done this, what is the matter with you? Do it before they pull the offer. They throw this out there a couple times a year. And it's one of the reasons a lot of people end up moving all their banking business to First Community Credit Union. And I think it will be the kickstart that you'll need, and you'll be really glad you did it. First Community Credit Union, go and have some fresh popcorn. Tell them it's on us. If you're not a member, have it anyway. Say, hey. It's on the large morning show in the afternoon because I'm AM and the PM. 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Quickly, a little more about this St. Louis City, St. Louis County thing. How many cities do you think there are in St. Louis County? A city would be Maplewood,
oh my Kirkwood, goodness.
Florissant, Town and Country. How many do you think?
74.
Oh, I would say 120.
Wow, it's right between both of you. 90 cities in St. Louis County. And each city has its own political entities, tax entities. They have nothing to do with St. Louis. Now, if you live in St. Louis County and you work in St. Louis County, you don't pay any St. Louis income or St. Louis City income or property taxes. But if you live in St. Louis County or anywhere else in the region and you work in the city of St. Louis, you pay a 1% earnings tax to St. Louis. Now, I know that that probably doesn't sound like a lot, but if you know, if you make $50,000 a year, it's $500. $500 a year just for living there. It's like a punishment for living in the city.
Or they work
just
there.
For working,
working
there.
There.
For working in the city, not even living there.
Yeah.
And the you know, the property tax to me is a punishment too. Every time I get that bill, I go, I'm being punished for stimulating the economy. That property tax is the worst. Now, if you live in St. Louis County, obviously you can't vote on the issues of the city, like the mayor, Slay, whatever. You can't vote on that. One last thing, 58th largest city. The greater St. Louis area, what's considered the greater St. Louis area, has a population of anybody. Go ahead.
Oh.
Now, the city itself has 318,000 people, but the greater St. Louis area, which I'm guessing would be what, all of St. Louis County?
Well, you're sitting, the greater St. Louis area would include like Belleville and East St. Louis.
I think
Louis
so. I think Metro East. What do you think that population?
I'd say 3 million.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you know what? Right on it. 2 million. Just under 2,900,000. You couldn't have been much closer.
Wow.
3 million. So there you go. Everything you wanted to know, or maybe didn't even want to know, about St. Louis City and St. Louis County. Before we get to the news break, after Dr. Doug, we open it up. We welcome your phone calls. So be prepared to call for him or after him. American Equity Mortgage came along 23 years ago. And I still remember that day. And I remember where we were when I had my first meeting. I remember they were new. Most people had never heard the name American Equity Mortgage. They weren't yet familiar with 314-878-9999, but in time they became very familiar with it. Apparently a lot of people became familiar with it because they are huge now. And sometimes when a company gets real big, they don't have time for you. American Equity Mortgage has plenty of time for you. They have plenty of people, and there'll be somebody who'll be happy to take care of you, whether you need a mortgage or you are already a homeowner, and even if your mortgage is somewhere else. Let's say you took out the mortgage before you were AM and the PM. You didn't know any better. That's fine. They'll still show you how that equity you have in your house is a very smart way for you to